Guys, we have more people from Cards Against Humanity in the house, like Alex Cox.
Like any of you tonight, so this is a great time to like have my least prepared story. I also didn't pick a card. I just Googled one to fit my story because I don't own a copy of Cards Against Humanity in my apartment. I should fix that. Anyway, so I had boogers. I get about 10 sinus infections a year, probably because my nose is just so big that anything can climb up there and infect it. And I was at the doctor, as you do, and I just had a typical sinus infection. They did the whole throat culture thing where they stab you until you throw up on them, or at least that's what happens to me. That's just normal, right? And gave me Flonase, and I went home. I thought everything was good until about 10 days later, and the doctor's like, oh, so your test came back, and you have whooping cough. And that's what my great-grandpa died of, so that was a little alarming. It turns out I had not been vaccinated for the whooping cough. Like, my parents aren't crazy, horrible humans. I think I was the first kid in my middle school to get the HPV vaccine because the priest was like, the girls will be impure if you get it. But my mom was like, fuck that. And so it's a really long, boring, bureaucratic investigation ensued. And just, you get, like, those vaccines, like, 10 in a row from the month you're born until you're 6 years old, and I just missed last one. And so then I had whooping cough. Woo. And so, like, the worst 6 months of my life ensued. I had to be on codeine and antibiotics, and no one from here knew me, I think, at that time, but I was a much nicer and more friendly human being on codeine. I'd get cravings for Gatorade at midnight and have really long existential conversations with the 7-Eleven guys next to my dorm. They would, like, have my favorite flavors out when I got there. It was really sad, but nice. Anyway, so I got better. And then the following year, I'm at the doctor again getting my throat poked, as you do. And a week later, I get another call. You have whooping cough. And no one had thought to tell me that it wasn't like chicken pox. You should definitely get vaccinated, even if you've already had it. So then, again, I have whooping cough. And it's another 6 months of a lot of codeine and horribleness. And I met my girlfriend. And at this time, I'm, like, getting better. And she's like, oh, yeah, I haven't gotten sick from you yet. I'm like, oh, it's fine. I'm sure you've had all your shots, which isn't something you want to tell somebody. That was a really great conversation. So I really like to whip out this conversation with, or whip out the story when I see my friends on Facebook from high school who are like, yeah, it's my choice. Give my child vaccination or whatever. I'm like, well, really? I mean, and then I tell them about the throwing up and the 7-Eleven codeine, and they get really scared and take their kid to the doctor. But what they don't tell you is that it's an only 80-85% effective vaccination. So year three into this, I'm at the doctor again, and hey, surprise, got whooping cough for a third time in a row. I know. You don't need to be that sad. It was last year. It's over now. I have no moral to this story. Just that over that amount of time, like, there were so many boogers, and it was so awful. The very last time I had whooping cough, it was I was at C2E2, and I came to a C2E2 after party, and it was here, except not here. It was at the public house, and everyone was really sweet, even though I, like, literally sneezed on other humans. So, yeah, I'm really glad that I don't need to go to Wrigleyville anymore, and I can only, I only need to go to my house and my office to come to your stories, so thank you very much.
Thanks, Al. I'm glad we can make this convenient for those of you who work here. Alright, but straight up though, the parking here is amazing. If you have a car, like, God damn it, this is so much better than having to fight for spaces a half mile from Wrigley.